Blog Talk Radio.
Bear in mind I was there for you. Was a waste of time cause you never knew. I know that this ain't the end. On the other side I can't tell you. Let me let you know, I ain't gonna lie, you're my favorite. Time after time, you're the same, oh, baby, baby. Let me let you know, I ain't gonna lie, you're my favorite. Time after time, you're the same, oh.
Call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself. And today we got a special guest. We have Big Court of No Limit, also True Muscle Sports. So we want you guys to stay tuned, and we're going to bring him in just a second. I want to let everybody know that the Nikki Rich Show, we're syndicated. We're on College Underground Radio. We're on TuneIn Radio. You can check us out on This Is 50, our profile page, Nikki Rich. You can also go to, after the show, the podcast on iTunes. It's free. You can download it. We're there. So you can check out the Nikki Rich Show there. And you can log on to thenikkirichshow.com. Make sure you follow us along on our social media handles at Nikki Rich Show TV and my personal page at Miss Nikki Rich. I'm excited today. We got a special guest in the house. Once again, Mr. Vic going to be in the house. And we want you guys to, you can call in 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that'll let us know you would like to speak to myself or today's guest. And I'm going to go ahead and bring in our guest. We would like to welcome here for the first time on the Nikki Rich Show, Big Court. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I want to start off by saying welcome to the Nikki Rich Show and congrats to you on all your success.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Same to you. I've been seeing you doing your thing.
Most definitely, and it's such an honor to have you. And, you know, from a just looking at you and all that you're doing from an entrepreneur standpoint and, you know, just leading the way for others out there.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm here to inspire, you know, and show everybody that you can evolve with hard work. It can happen. So that's what I'm here to do.
And, you know, today it's all about you and all the hats that you're wearing right now.
It's many of them. Yeah, it's many of them. We can start wherever you like. We can start from the beginning, from the middle, whatever.
Yes, I just want to, you know, everybody to know also you do so much, like from film producing, acting, and also executive, entrepreneur,
right.
True muscle sports is so much. You know, how did you get into film?
I actually got into film. I mean, firstly, it was a natural transition coming from being an artist. I started as some people may know, because I was kind of like a regional celebrity, if you will, coming from Kansas City, Missouri. I had signed to No Limit Records in 1996. A lot of people may have remembered me from the Down South Hustlers compilation from back then. It was the first double disc. A lot of times they give that credit to Tupac with the All Eyes on Me, but actually P did it first with Down South Hustlers.
Yeah.
And so I was featured on that. We did an album for No Limit. And then after that, I released several solo albums and group albums and whatnot. So it was a natural progression kind of coming into the 2000s. I think, you know, when you go from kind of the written expression as an artist, you know, you kind of progress to other forms of art and expression. So it was natural, you know, to get into being behind the camera and in front of the camera. So I started getting into acting when I moved to L.A. I moved to L.A. about 15 years ago. So once I moved out here, we all, No Limit, kind of, you know, transferred out here from Baton Rouge at that time during No Limit's, you know, stronghold on the music industry, which was like the late 90s, early 2000s. And then we relocated out to L.A. about 15 years ago. So, you know, just it was coming out to L.A. I mean, it's wide open. So I had opportunities presented to me to do different movies and different things because I guess, you know, people felt as if I had a different look. And also, I took the acting serious. You know, I took classes and different things like that. So I think I started out doing like shorts and independent movies and different things like that. So I think in that kind of learned just the process of filmmaking, and that kind of intrigued me to take it a little bit further.
Now, was it hard to transition into that? I mean, because sometimes it can be challenging.
You know what? Not for me necessarily. Not for me, and I'll tell you why. Because, like it's, you know, because I'm from the 90s, you know, with the music. So, like for me, like oftentimes as a rapper, you know, when I did my rap thing and you heard me on tape and CD or whatnot, like that was that. Kind of to an extent that was my character, but it was just a small portion of me. It wasn't a character necessarily, but it was that part of me. But then when I would do interviews, oftentimes like people would be like, wow, you know, you're so different from what I expected from hearing on your CD. And I'm like, okay, well, that's the music me, you know what I mean? Now you're getting the business person, the articulate person, because now I'm not doing raps where, I don't know, it's different now. Like now everybody's in character 24 hours a day, you know what I mean? So back then you could kind of separate the two. Like, you know, I came up on N.W.A. and Eazy-E and Ghetto Boys, and, you know, when you would hear them on tape and see them in interview, it was too different. You know, you didn't expect them. You didn't expect the Ghetto Boys to, you know, come in there with butcher knives in their hand and blood seeping from their mouth because you heard Mind of a Lunatic while they do an interview, you know. So it was a difference. Yeah. You could separate it. So I guess I'm saying that to say that, no, it wasn't a real stretch because I had been doing it for so many years, you know, in music, getting in different headspaces to put together certain songs and go into that place, whether it was a, you know, because, you know, I come from the 90s, so a lot of times the albums were, you know, you kind of had concept. There were conceptual albums. So, you know, the lyrics and the mood of the album was a little bit deeper. So we talked about more, we had different content. So, you know, you might be talking about a serious song. You might be talking about, you know, you still got your gangster shit, but at the same time, you have more songs that may be more introspective, you know. So, nah, you know, I think I had a lot of practice just coming from music.
And also what I love that you're doing is, and you know, which is everybody's doing right now, is trying to get healthy and get fit with true
right.
muscle sports, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we need, you know, and they can go to your Instagram page and they can see all the videos.
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, it's kind of funny how the birth of True Muscle Sports, and I have to you know, share that credit to Master P, because, you know, I initially started working out. It's kind of a funny story. I started working out because I had did some films. I had did a couple films back in the early, mid-2000s, and, you know, and it was always said that I was an okay-looking guy, and, you know, I could act pretty good. But I was a basketball player, so I was a thin guy, you know. And so, you know, I had a couple people put it in my ear like, hey, you know, you probably want to get some muscles, you know, just get your bedroom body together so you can be competitive in this leading man type thing with the acting thing. So I started working out. It just started just being like, okay, I'll just get a couple little muscles or whatever. But I actually started getting into like bodybuilding and healthy living, and it became a hobby. And so for years, when I travel, people often, all the time, stop me and say, hey, man, you look great. What do you take? What do you take? And all that. So one day we're in the airport, and P says to me, somebody asked me, so I run down a laundry list of all this other stuff I take. So P says to me, man, you need to be telling them, you know, you're taking something that you own because, you know, you're a walking billboard for yourself. And so I said, dang, you're right. Because, you know, P always preaches ownership. So I was like, man, you're right. You know, and so he put that in my mind, and he actually helped me get that out off the ground. And so that's where True Muscle Sports came into fruition.
Wow. Now you are making it happen. I'm going to tell you, if anybody needs to be inspired today, today is the day, because you are so inspiring. I mean, you started
I appreciate
the ground
that.
Up with everything that you're doing, you know, and it's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I tell people that all the time, because I mean, I come from, you know, I'm born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. So, you know, I started rapping back. I started being pursuing music back in the late 80s, early 90s. Now, mind you, I'm not that old, but that just is a testament to how young I really started. So there was no reference point back then. You know, it wasn't like now to where you have, you know, or even 10 years ago or 15 years ago, where you had, you know, so many people from different regions getting into music or hip hop, whatever you want to call it, rap. You know, back then it was just East Coast. I mean, and at that time, the West Coast, they were struggling to get notarized. So they weren't even thinking about the middle. You know, they weren't even thinking about the Midwest. So it was one of those things where, you know, coming from a Midwestern city like that, like, There were a handful of rappers from my city that actually inspired me as well. They came before me. They're a little older than me, but We had Vail Bacardi. He was signed to Deaf America back in the early 90s, I believe, which was Rick Rubin's label. So I got to give him love. We had a group called Mass 187, Pure Dope. Money G, he's actually a friend of mine, and he was in a group called Partners in a Criminal Organization. But anyway, oh, and obviously Tech Nine was doing his thing back then as well. But I'm saying that to say you could count on one hand how many rappers were coming out the city at that time, you know, as opposed to now, you know, you got a rapper on every block. You know, and four producers and two managers, you know, you got a record label, you know, on every block. So you know, it was just that thing of dreaming. Like I tell people, man, you can start small, but you got to dream big. So one thing led to another, you know, just that wanting to do that and recording, and then mastering the craft, then wanting something bigger than that, sending tapes to Masterpiece, sending tapes all over the country to different record labels and being consistent, staying on people, you know, filling up their voicemails. You know, I had no idea what a EPK was, an electronic press kit. Like, no, you know, you got to think I'm 18, 19 years old at the time in, 95, 96. So, you know, I hadn't been coached on anything, but I just knew it was something bigger out there for me. So I just, you know, did everything I could, and then some. I went over and beyond a Call of Duty. So just filling up people's voicemail, hey, you need to listen to us, you need to do this, you need to do that. So again, it was just a starting point. That's why I tell people all the time, half the battle is just showing up. You know, if you just show up and you just get showing up, then you almost already won. So I just, you know, stay consistent. And one thing led to another. Again, you know, doing that, getting with Pete and moving to L.A. and, you know, doing the movie. So it all synergistically kind of works in your favor. But you got to put in the work, though.
And not only put in the work, you know, I love that you also have invested in your brand, your businesses. The first film you produced, you invested over $100K. And then the second film, it was more than that, five times more than that. No.
Right, right. And that's the one that I'm in production for now. Yeah. And the thing about that, that's the thing that I try to tell people. Like, to be honest with you, Nikki, when I first did my first film, right, I just had the resources to do it. I knew nothing about filmmaking, right? It was so funny the way that I hustled and finessed that situation, because I just had the money. But I had done a few movies as an actor, but I didn't understand production. I didn't understand cameras and lighting and sound and all that. So true story, my first movie I shot was Young American Gangsters with me and Cat Williams. Cat Williams was a close friend of mine. And I had Lawrence Hilton Jacobs from Welcome Back, Kotter, and he played the dad in the Jacksons movie. And so I starred in the movie. I was the lead. And so I paid someone to write the script. I literally faked it through the whole movie. And what I mean by faked it, this is what I mean when I tell people you can just start small and dream big and have to battle with showing up. Because I was the executive producer, you know, I had a crew of like 15, 20, most of them white guys, you know, film guys. And they're asking me questions like, oh, you know, film questions. Well, what are we going to do about the depth of field? And, you know, they're saying that this won't go here and the coverage and all that. Man, I didn't know what them people was talking about. And what I would do is when they came and asked me that, I would say, well, what do you think? And then they would tell me what they think. And then I'd be like, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think we should do that. And that's how I learned, you know, how to make movies, just trial and error. But I knew nothing, you know what I mean? So, and that's a true story. Like, I faked it through that whole movie. Like, I knew what was going on. Like, you know, I'm telling people what to do. And it was a 10-day shoot, you know. It was pretty stressful, too. But, you know, I made it happen. But, again, it was the starting point, which got me to this point where, you know, we got the budget for the romantic comedy that we're going to go into production with at the top of the year.
And that's mostly how it is. Anyway, everything, a lot of things are done through trial and error. People think it's easy, and, you know, you got to learn. Like, if you put in the work, that's how you're going to learn.
Absolutely.
But to have it handed to you, it's not going to work.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at how many people are their own, you know, worst enemies. I mean, they're afraid of failure. You know, I talked to so many people, and I guess I just wasn't wired like that. And probably giving a credit to my mother as well, because my mother always, you know, put in me and drove in me that you could do whatever you want to do. So she kind of instilled a certain level of arrogance and bravado that I possessed, you know what I mean, to believe that if I think I can do it, if I want to do it, oh, it's only a matter of time that I do it, you know. So I really don't have that fear like I guess some people have. Like, I figure, well, yeah, I mean, I might mess up, but at some point, you know, I mean, you can't escape failure. Like, that's the process to success, you know. So when you embrace that, that's how you master it. You know, everybody that I know that's successful, and I know some very successful people. I mean, you know, one of my best friends is Master P, but, you know, everybody that I know that's successful has experienced failure. You know, I always say a winner is just a loser that kept trying. You know what I'm saying? You know, but one thing that I learned about successful people is they take the most L's. You know, they just learn how to regroup better and faster than most people. You know what I mean? And when they win, you know. So where, you know, most people, they get discouraged, you know. They get discouraged, you know, they hit a hard spot, they give up, or they lose their way or different things like that, or they turn back because it's safe. But, you know, I tell people, man, you got to pursue your dreams. You got to hold your focus, you know, and trust the process. Keep your focus and trust the process.
I'm going to tell you what I think, you know, every time that I fall, that's like fuel. It's not just falling,
yeah.
It's like fuel for me. It just gives me a boost to want to go even harder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said,
mm-hmm.
I do know people who are afraid to fail. I see it all the time, you know, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes you got to get through, you got to go through or get through to get to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it doesn't even have to be with what you're doing far as in your field. Sometimes you got to
mm-hmm.
go through just in life, period. To get
life is always going to throw you. Yeah, life is always going to throw you curveballs. I mean, that's in the Bible. You know, a problem you'll always have. So, you know, but that's why, you know, I believe you have to be, you know, spiritually strong. You have to be mentally strong, emotionally strong, physically strong, you know, just to be able to deal with everyday life, and then trying to progress and trying to evolve and trying to grow. And yeah, you know, you have to have all those facilities in check. So, you know, and again, I preach evolution. You know, I started out as a rapper from Kansas City. You know, I started out as Court Dog, and, you know, I went through my gangster thug phase and, you know, and all of that. And then to be able to evolve and transition into a businessman and think like that also, you know, and think on a bigger plateau and being able to. But some of that is exposure too. You know, that's why I encourage people to move around and travel and you know, get in different circles, you know, because then you're exposed to different game. You're exposed to different ways of doing things, you know. So and I try to give it, you know, I've a lot of times people don't understand how fortunate they are to have people around them. Like, you know, with me and P, you know, P will give the game. A lot of people won't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they'll have the knowledge, but they won't share it. They'll keep it all to themselves, you know. So, you know, I'm here to, you know, I think that was my purpose, to just inspire people, show them that, hey, look, man, you can do whatever you want to do. Because, again, I have no formal education in anything that I've done, anything that I've, you know, been successful at. I didn't go to school for it. I didn't go to school for making movies. I didn't go to school. I mean, I took acting classes, but, you know, in music, I didn't go to school for the music business or anything like mm-hmm. that. I learned everything hands-on. I own a successful real estate company and a real estate management company as well. You know, I have things mm-hmm. outside of entertainment as well. I never went to school for any of that. So it's just trial and error. But one common component, though, is because I come, you know, from hustling, I come from the streets. So it's kind of like incorporating that mentality and that tenacity into your business acumen, you know, and applying that into legitimate things, you know, it works. I mean, most of the, you know, successful people I know from the hood are former D-boys or whatnot, and they were able to, you know, build these fledgling businesses legitimately. So it's a certain mentality and maybe discipline as well. Discipline that's already innately there, that we're able to, you know, get in and kind of, you know, you give us our walking shoes and we run with them.
Yes. I definitely want to let everybody know that's tuning in. We got a lot of people that's on Facebook that's rocking with us and listening in as well. Shout out to everybody showing love. But I definitely want to let you guys know we live with Big Court in the house. Everybody knows him. You know, not only as a film producer, actor, No Limit Forever executive, entrepreneur, and also over True Muscle Sports. And we're just honored to have you here today. We know that we know 2018 is coming around. What can we expect coming up from you?
I have a lot of great things going in 2018, but I'm gonna plug everything too. But first and foremost, man, I'm very excited about two new projects that I have coming out the top of the year that everybody's going to see. We're going to roll them out. I have a TV pilot, a TV show called Architects of Gangster Rap that was put together by me and my partner, Ken Shea, Northbound Entertainment. We actually did both shows. So Architects of Gangster Rap, that'll be out probably mid-January. And basically, it's a TV series about it basically highlights the architects of gangster rap, basically the real bosses of rap music, the people who came when there was no reference point and they actually changed the whole dynamic of how the music business was done. So your Master P's, your Luther Campbell's, your Jay Prince's, your Irv Gotti's, we doing all of that. We covering all of that. And we actually have Master P as our first episode that we're rolling out in January. So it's an hour long, so I'm excited about that. We also have a show, a reality show pilot that we just finished called Cash Cars, actually Cash Cars KC. And I'm telling you, this is probably going to be the next phenomenon. Cash Cars is probably going to be the next phenomenon in 2018 for reality TV. And it basically follows a friend of mine from Kansas City. His name is Desmond Logan. He has a car lot there called Cash Cars KC. And if anybody, he has millions of fans. I mean, he's had videos that, you know, 10 million views, you know what I mean? So a lot people probably already know who I'm talking about, but I'm the person, me and Ken, we came in and we basically captured it. And so we're having that done up right now. So we're rolling that out at the top of the year as well. So look for the Cash Cars KC reality pilot. Look for the Architects of Gangster Rap. We got the True Muscle Sports protein powder, the pre-workouts. We got that rocking. We got also have my romantic comedy, which is called Real Love, starring Romeo Miller. We talking with Wood Harris's people to try to get him. We got a couple other people attached to it too. I gave myself a small role in there, but we filming that in Kansas City as well. So it's a story based in Kansas City. So that's what I have popping. And I also have my little music. It's under the umbrella of No Limit. So you got No Limit Forever, but then I have like a subsidiary called No Limit Consortium. So, and it's kind of like a production management thing because I still work with P in most things that I do. So I'm rolling that out too. And my first artist is going to be my nephew, Royce J. So, we got that coming probably in spring. So everybody be on the lookout for Royce J, with No Limit Forever, No Limit Consortium. And then we got No Limit stuff coming too. So we got, you know, we got P's new single out, Tony Montana. We got the Sugar Skull Rum. P, he's doing good with his liquor, the Sugar Skull Rum. So we got that rolling out. He just did a big deal with what team was that? I can't remember. So some basketball. It was one of these basketball teams anyway he did a big deal with. But we got the Sugar Skull Rum rolling out at the, you know, that's already out. But, you know, in 2018, you're going to see it like you see Ciroc. You know, that's what we got.
You talking about the new Urban Gator?
Oh, yeah, we got the New Orleans Gators, too. But, you know, we got a team in Kansas City, too. So, you know, okay. I'm a part of whatever my brother do. So, you know, yeah, we got the GMGB basketball league. So, you know, the mixed gender basketball league, excuse me. And he has the New Orleans Gators, and we got the Kansas City Jazz, you know, so I had to, you know, be a part of that. So, and Tiny's got her Atlanta Airs, so that's going to be something big for us in 2018 as well, you know. So, I mean, just keep an eye on No Limit, period. Keep an eye on Big Court. Keep an eye on No Limit. Keep an eye on True Muscle Sports. I mean, we all one in the same. So, like I say, the Architects of Gangsta Rap come in the first of the year, and the Cash Cars KC. We going to set the world on fire with that here in 2018.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm so ready. And, you know, if y'all need any on the scene, I'm here. The Nikki Rich Show behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Reporter.
For sure. For sure. And also, I forgot that I just finished a movie called Jump Out Boys, too. So that was a movie I just finished maybe about 2 months ago. So I did it. It was with me, Omar Gooding, Jimmy Jean-Louise from Hero, Jackie Long, but we had a couple people, you know, a lot of, notable people in there, but it's an action movie. So it'll be out in 2018, as well. I believe it's coming through Lionsgate. So, we got that coming out. It's an action movie. You know, I play, I'm on my training day thing and that my Denzel swag. So I play a dirty cop. So that was fun. And that was different for me, doing the police thing. But, and we also have, I got the hookup too. I can't forget about that. So we got a nationwide casting call for that, as well for I Got the Hookup Too, which is basically the sequel to P's movie that I Got the Hookup. And then, naturally we go into production sometime this year with King of the South, which is P's, biopic, which is, that's on the level of Straight Outta Compton and All Eyes on Me. So it's going to tell the No Limit story. So we got a lot of big things popping. But immediately, I just want to keep plugging Architects of Gangsta Rap and the Cash Cars KC. That's coming in January. We're going to see it all over World Star, all over, This Is 50. It's going to be, you're going to see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So we ready.
Oh, yeah. So that's, like I said, that's brought to you by me and my partner. Shout out to Ken Shea, Northbound Entertainment. So, man, I'm surrounded by great people. I have great business partners. We do good business. Everybody got big visions. So big dreams. And, we putting this muscle behind that hustle. So we, That's what we got going. It's been an illustrious year, though. I mean, we really put some points up on the board this year. But next year, man, I'm really excited about 2018.
Well, I'm just honored to have you on and be able to tell it. We're getting this exclusive here at the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. And yeah, and I'll stop by. Hopefully, I can stop by again once we roll out the projects at the beginning of the year. I'll stop back in, and we get some people to get their opinions, and they'll be able to see the content and see what we got going and all of that. So.
And also, we got to get you live, in person as well.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the perfect time.
Let's do that next time. Yeah, let's do that next time. I prefer that, actually.
We just wanted you to come on and just, tell us what's going on. We had to give them a teaser. You can't.
Oh, yeah.
We just gave them a teaser.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When I come on, we're going to turn up. We're going to have fun when I come on. I prefer to do it like that,
Yes. Most definitely. And also, we've been honored as well to, be a part of No Limit. I was red carpet host for the last reality show, Master P's Empire. And I'm always interviewing Master P. The first time I interviewed him was on the radio. when I first started. So about 7 years ago.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool, and you know,
I probably
did a lot
seen
of
you. I probably seen you over there. Were you over? You were over there at the office in Van Nuys.
Yep, I sure was.
Yeah. Yeah.
There.
Okay, I remember.
That's
I was there. Yeah, I was there too. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah, if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see all the pictures I had from that time. So yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It was, I do a lot as well, but you know, it's just an honor to have you on and just tell everybody. You know, you inspiring us all. From all that you're doing and working on, and I know we got a lot of listeners, but we got to wind down because the show is almost over. But
okay.
I'm just so honored to have you on today. And today it was all about you. You know, sometimes
I appreciate that.
You have to take out the time. You know, a lot of people you support so many people. You know, and sometimes we want to showcase. And highlight you sometimes. It's your time. And that's
right.
What
right. I appreciate that.
And yes. Now, real quickly, we want everybody to know where they can find you. I know a lot of movies are going on, and you have a lot of castings and different things, and especially on your social media. Where could they go to?
You can get me at on Instagram at IamBigCourt, BigCourt. You can hit me on Facebook, just BigCourt on Facebook. Or you can go to my website, TrueMuscleSports.com, TRUMuscleSports.com.
And everybody, I hope you got that. I hope you're rocking with BigCourt right here. But once again, thank you so much for taking out your time today to speak with us, to talk with us. We're syndicated. Like I say, it's not just on the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, we're on collegeundergroundradio.com. We're on TuneIn as well as the iTunes podcast. So thank you once again for being our guest here at the Nikki Rich Show.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And BigCourt, real quickly, can we get a quick drop here live on the Nikki Rich Show? Letting everybody know who you are and you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show.
Okay,
we ready
when you
are. We ready.
All right, this is BigCourt from No Limit Forever, True Muscle Sports. You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being our guest. And we got to, once again, like I said, we got to schedule you to come back live in person and talk about those new projects. All right?
All right. All right. I can't wait.
Much love to you. Thank you so much to everybody out there. You were just listening to BigCourt of No Limit. We want you guys to support his movement, all that he's doing. He is not only a film producer, actor, executive, entrepreneur, and he is over at True Muscle Sports. So much love to everybody out there. You can call in at 323-580-5749 anytime that we're on air. So we're going to wind things down here, and we're going to wind by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we're going to end by saying God bless. God bless you all, and have an awesome, awesome day.